Now, when I was a kid, Galvin, before we had cable, I didn't have cable, not because we were poor, but just in my neighborhood, really, until my like senior year in high school,
right.
Junior year.
Yeah.
My grandmother always had cable in New Jersey, and where we were in New York, we did not until the later years in the late 80s. So we didn't have MTV. We didn't have any of that stuff. If we wanted to watch anything outside of Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 9, and Channel 11, and then Channel 13 was PBS, where Sesame Street was. If we wanted anything out of those channels, we had to go to UHF. So they would make a TV. You kids probably don't even know this. They would make a TV with a dial on it. Yeah. So I'd click from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5, whatever. And UHF, I'd have to then turn it from 13 to U, and then I would go to the dial underneath it, and that would go from 14 to like 100.
Wow.
Yeah, but there was never anything on it. There was 4 Mexican channels. Then there was WHT, which was before HBO. It was the first pay channel, and they showed a lot of porn.
Hell yeah.
Not good stuff. Triple X porn, kind of like Skinamax stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it was blurry. You couldn't see it. It was a pay channel, but it would show it blurry. So every once in a while, you'd think you'd see a nipple.
Yeah.
You know, and you get excited.
Yeah, ours was on TV. Remember on TV?
No, I never had
on
TV.
Yeah, that's what ours was. And it had the scrambly, and something, anything.
Oh, right. I was such a dork. I used to watch wrestling pay-per-views that way. That's how I found out Owen Hart died. Was watching a pay-per-view scramble because it was all over the place, and you would just listen to it.
Oh, no. I couldn't. This is way before that. It's before pay-per-view was even going into houses. If you wanted to watch a pay-per-view wrestling, you'd have to go to a closed-circuit TV event at a bar somewhere. So there were other channels. There was UHF channels, very few of them, which would show you in New York. We got to see the Uncle Floyd show and a couple other low-budget TV shows. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because one of the things that would come in crystal clear was soccer on the Spanish channels.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not you liked soccer or you could speak the language, you all knew goal by the time you were, you know, very young, because we'd always see it on the UHF channels. Now we've got some audio of the Spanish announcers calling American football games, and it is almost as good.
Cuatro frontales, Jerry Allen por fuera. Ahí está Charles Johnson, se va a querer meter.
¡Intercepción! ¡Luke Kuechly!
¡Ahí está Luke Kuechly! ¡A la 20! ¡A la 10! ¡Te vas a meter, Luke! ¡Métete, Luke! ¡Métete, Luke!
If you didn't know, you would think that this is a war breaking out.
¡Métete, Luke! ¡Touchdown! 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 ¡La viste! ¡La mediste! ¡Báilale!
Let me tell you, Gene Deckerhoff, you should take some notes here.
¡Báilale! ¡Báilale! ¡Good, good, good! ¡Very good, very good, very good! Very, very, very good. Eres Luke. Eres Kuechly. Trozos de sandía, melón y papaya para ti, mi querido confesor.
I think you snuck a papaya in that.
Touchdown. Las Panteras le ponen 6 puntos más al marcador.
I don't know what game that is or what, but that is just great.
It was the Panthers game again. So these are the Panthers Spanish broadcasters, and it was the Panthers versus the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. But there's 2 more other really good calls.
Oh, yeah.
There's one where Cam Newton, the quarterback for the Panthers, does a flip into the end zone, and they go nuts over that.
I have
that. Le van a entregar, es Greg, eres Greg, eres Ocho, touchdown, 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 good, good, good.
What does that mean?
Good, 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 very good, very good, very good.
Good,
good, good, good, very good, very good, very good.
Oh, okay. Touchdown, good, good, good. Very good, very good.
Now, is this isn't the same audio as we had before? Because remember, a couple weeks ago, we had it, and the other guy goes, da-da-da, da-da-da.
No, that is a separate clip.
Okay.
Touchdown! 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 Good, good, good! Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good!
Oh, let's do it together, right? Sorry, 3 touchdowns.
This is the same audio. We played this a couple weeks ago. Because I remember him going, good. Very, you know, you were here. Very good, very good, very good.
No, but they do that for every single call.
Yeah, it's like the goal call. Hold on, I gotta hear it again.
Touchdown! 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 Good, good, good! Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good!
That is great.
Very, 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 very good!
Oh!
Bailale! Bailale! Bailale!
What is that?
Bailale!
Bailale! Bailale! Bailale, Greg! Bailale, Greg! Bailale, Greg! Y tu cap sigue regalando balones
Porque eres grande, mi querido dinosauro.
That is fantastic. Remember, it's touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
Good.
Very good. Are you ready?
Touchdown. Good. Very good.
That's awesome.
But bueno is good, right? So why are they switching from Spanish to English midway? That's weird.
Trying to suck in that Spanglish audience.
It's probably like on ESPN whenever they throw in like a Spanish word is a, you know, a little extra something. Or like the batter's up to bat and muy bueno.
Yeah.
That's how so him saying good. They're like, oh, that's cool. He's speaking a little English in there.
I have another cut. This has September, so this may be the old one.
Yeah, this is the ESPN.
You say son of a bitch? Son of a bitch.
Volaste como Superman, mi querido dinosauro. Vuela que vuela. Vuela que vuela. Touchdown. Bailale.
That's the one we don't know. Bailale.
Bailale, mi querido dinosauro. Las Panteras le ponen 6 puntos más al marcador.
That's good, man.
Were you being serious when it said dancing?
Well, he said bailale.
That's what he's saying because Cam Newton always dances when he gets a touchdown. So that's Cam Newton. And in the beginning, he didn't say son of a bitch. He called him Superman real quick, and then he says it again. Superman.
Se va a meter.
Superman touch.
Volaste como Superman, mi querido dinosauro. Vuela que vuela. Vuela que vuela. Touchdown. Bailale. Mi querido dinosauro. Las Panteras le ponen 6 puntos más al marcador.
Did you say soup to nuts?
Soup to nuts. I got all... Eric, what do you got? You got a little translation there?
Yeah. He's saying bailar, that means dance. Like he's doing the dance. And then when he's saying sigue regalando, he's like, give him another ball. Keep giving him more balls. And he's trying to say that, you know, putting like in context with giving him melons and papayas and all these gifts.
Oh, so he did sneak a papaya in there.
Yeah. He was like, dale papaya. Like he's like, you know, he's giving him all kinds of fruits. And
did he call him a son of a bitch in the beginning?
No. Yeah, right.
Listen. Hold on. Let me hear.
Se va a meter.
Son of a bitch.
Se va a meter. He's going to get in.
Oh, okay. I like son of a bitch better. All right, good. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Mike.
Those announcers are Jamie and...
I believe it's Jaime.
Jaime and Luis Moreno. They're cousin or nephew and uncle, which is weird.
That would be Tio E... Ooh, I don't know what nephew is. Primo is cousin.
Yeah.
Hermona.
That's son.
Brother.
Hermano.
Hermana Hermosa.
You're goddamn Hispanic and you don't know.
Yeah, but I never pay attention.
Maybe that's where your grandparents hate you and they wrote you out of the will.
Nephew is Sobrino.
Oh, there it is. Bam.
Yeah, well, he said
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Good
job.
Oh, I'm just helping out, you know?
Bam, 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 bam.
Good. Very good.
Touchdown. Good. Very good. Papaya. That's what we learned today. Mike, how the show? Good morning.
Is this Gary Hoey?
Oh.
Am I on? Oh, okay.
No idea. Avocado, that's pretty good.
Thanks. Don't worry. I'm working on it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I like that idea. Christmas caroling.
Are you ready to go? Maybe you start this Friday?
Count me in. That's why I was calling.
What is your favorite song to carol?
Well, I don't know. I figured we mix it up a little bit.
Let me hear a little Frosty the Snowman. I'm auditioning you to be in our caroling troupe.
All right, let's see. Key of A or what? All right. Frosty the Snowman. I can do the Headfield part of it.
No, I want you to sing it like you were a caroler.
Deck the halls with balls of holly.
Frosty the Snowman is what I asked you to sing.
Oh, yes, maybe I changed it. Okay, what was it? Frosty the Snowman. I can't. I gotta practice that one. But I could do 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, please. Ready? And go.
On the
727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Dominic Ferriello is making his way here. He will be here to take your legal questions coming up closer to the top of the hour. I have the Jameis Winston audio, but you can't really hear it that well. Let me play it on the air, and we'll see if you can hear it through the headphones better. Now, you can't hear it. Jameis being a good team leader where he's quoting the Game of Thrones. What is he saying?
Number four is the actual quote from Game of Thrones.
Oh. A lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a sheep.
And that's kind of what he was, I guess, telling. Who was he talking to?
He was telling a wide receiver for one of the guys, I guess from the practice squad, they were saying.
Not Mike Evans because all the balls he dropped?
No, it was not Mike Evans. It was actually...
Mike Evans would be the greatest receiver in all of the NFL if he can catch half the balls and hit him in the hands.
It was Evan Spencer, a 22-year-old rookie wide receiver out of Ohio State.
Yeah, never heard of him. There's so many guys on the team I don't know. I had started that guy Brate a couple of times because they started to find him in the end zone, and he produces no points. I met Brandon Myers, who's a tight end for the Buccaneers, very nice guy at the Lightning game a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not hitting anybody else besides Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans, besides the two running backs. So if they had more options and more guys to spread around to, and now this Brate guy, the guy who went to Harvard and studied economics, has become the go-to tight end guy. Yeah, damn. That's surprising.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.